Andrews, I'm Ben Thomas. Investigators are collecting evidence from the cargo ship that plowed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing its collapse. Police had about 90 seconds to stop traffic before it fell. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on that response.
If not for several factors, including those responders' efforts, the Mayday call, the maintenance closure that was already underway, and the time of day of this impact, the loss of life might have been in the dozens. But tragically, six people did lose their lives, and a seventh was badly injured. These were workers who went out to work on a night shift, repairing the road surface while most of us slept.
Talks have restarted for an Israeli delegation to come to Washington to discuss potential military operations in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a planned visit this week, angry that the U.S. had not vetoed a U.N. ceasefire resolution. Ukraine says Russia has struck the northeastern city of Kharkiv with aerial bombs, and President Biden's two Democratic predecessors will join him in New York tomorrow.
Bill Clinton and Barack Obama will be at the Radio City Music Hall fundraiser, continuing a long partnership, from Clinton pitching voters on a second Obama term.
If you will renew the president's contract, you will feel it.
To Obama honoring Clinton with the Medal of Freedom.
His foundation and global initiative have helped to save or improve the lives of literally hundreds of millions of people.
And Biden welcoming his former boss here to the White House.
There are few people I've ever known with more integrity, decency, and moral courage than Barack Obama.
It's all in stark contrast to Donald Trump, whose own former vice president isn't willing to endorse him. Polling shows President Biden's deeply unpopular. Leon Panetta, who worked for both Obama and Clinton, says they were reelected because they connected with the American people, and Biden should pick up some pointers. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is AP News. Julie Walker reports students have been writing about race in their college essays following last year's Supreme Court ruling ending affirmative action.
For high school student Max Decker, who is biracial and will be a first-generation college student, he says after the affirmative action ruling came down, he rewrote his college essay to make sure schools knew he was black.
I have to somehow include my race in here because I want to have my whole self considered, and I'm hoping that schools will see it and understand that I have not had access to the same things that a lot of my white peers have had access to.
For Hillary Amofa, the daughter of immigrants from Ghana, there was confusion over the essay.
On my application, if I was allowed to talk about certain things, or if I would be penalized if I included certain aspects of my identity in my statement.
She wrote about her hair, which is a distinguishing characteristic of her race. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.